So the big question is this: how do those of us in the real estate industry with crazy amounts of ambition, how do we think bigger than the building of our own empires? How do we simultaneously seek success and significance, income and impact? My name is Justin Stoddard, and this is the Think Bigger Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Think Bigger Real Estate Show. I'm your host, Justin Stoddard. Today, I'm going to give you a vision of what the real estate industry can do for you, number one. And number two, we're also going to learn some ins and outs on how you can move from just facilitating other people's investments to you moving to the investor side of the transaction. Excited to share a guest who's expert at doing that. His story is inspiring. We'll be right back with that in just a moment. All right, and welcome back again to the Think Bigger Real Estate Show. Excited to introduce to you Joe Arias. Joe's story, as I mentioned, is inspiring. Really went from zero to hero using the real estate industry. He's now authored four books. He has a lot of resources that will be very helpful for you. When you're like, I'd love to be an investor. In fact, I had a pretty good year last year, but I don't know where to begin, right? And it could even be the fact that you're in this spot where I want to start working with more investors to really get comfortable with that. He's going to give some very solid tips on what to do and what not to do when working with investors so that, again, you can leverage real estate not just as an income source, but as an investment source. Joe Arias, thanks for taking your time and your talent and sharing it with our audience today.
Absolutely, Justin. Hello, everyone.
So good to have you here, my friend. Tell us quickly. Let's start with the end in mind so people have some perspective on what you've created. And then I want to go backwards and talk a little bit about how you got there, because I think that will really help everybody to mimic and create similar success. So talk to us a little bit about kind of what your world looks like now.
So yeah, so what you know, just to bring a little bit of context, I've been in the business flipping houses. I'm an expert on flipping here in Los Angeles for the last 10 years. And what we've been working for the last, you know, now and the last 2 years is we've been working on, you know, a few years ago when I started flipping houses, I started noticing certain mistakes, and I was always making certain things were repeating, right? Certain things, some mistakes were repeating, but also some patterns of success were repeating. So what we started, we noticed that some kitchens were selling faster. And as agents, I know that your amazing audience are mostly real estate agents, is that, you know, the kitchen and the master bathroom are the two most important parts of the house, right? So we started noticing that certain houses were selling faster than others. And we started putting together some systems that takes me to today, where we literally for the last 2 years, we've been developing with a big team of investors, a backend, a system where people can find off market deals for agents, for your clients. And also, I see that there's a tremendous opportunity, Justin, for agents to maybe change their agent cup for the investor cup and do some deals on the side. So I think that there's a massive opportunity for everyone to, especially agents, I would say. A lot of the times, being an agent is almost like a superpower that you don't know you have it, where you can transition very quickly to flipping. You can still cater all your agents, but also do one flip every 6 months. Two flips every year, three flips, and make an extra $50,000, $100,000, $200,000 yearly. So to answer your question today, we for the last 2 years, we've developed an incredible backend system to help new investors to flip houses, but also to buy rentals.
You know, I think your words are interesting because a lot of people are concerned about the first one, right? That there's a whole bunch of people sitting on the sideline, again, who have probably made good money in this market, who are like, I just don't want to lose it all on a bad flip. If I had my team of professionals, if I knew what to update and what not to update, if I knew how to find an off-market deal, because that's where the deals are at, right? Then I would jump in and be doing, like you said, one every 6 months. Again, what a great way to boost your income by stepping out of the facilitating of the transaction to being, you know, the kind of the key of the transaction. That, I think that's where the people who I really admire what they've done in real estate a short period of time, they say, Justin, if I could only go back and talk to myself the very first year and I first got involved in real estate, it would be to invest in a property one, like at least one property every year to raise my goals in real estate, not just to cover my income and my expense, you know, my expenses and my income goals, but to rise a little bit above that to say, okay, and how much would it cost for me to be an investor? Or how much would I need to earn in order to be an investor? If I could do that every year, whether it's to flip or whether it's to buy and hold, now all of a sudden, you don't have to be looking at a 30-year real estate career. It could be, you know, a 5 to 10 year real estate career. Not that you might continue because you love it, but you don't have to because you have to, right?
Just think about this, Justin. That's very, very great the way you put it. Think about, you're talking about the first deal. We're talking about the first deal. Think about as an agent, as a new investor, as a doctor, as a employee of a company, as a freelancer, whatever that is. Think about what is it that prevents us from making the first deal? What would you say that? There's no right or wrong, but what is that?
I would say fear of failure, right? It's not just I'm embarrassed. It's the fact that I might be upside down, right? I might lose 50 grand. I might lose 100 grand.
Yeah, I love it. So that's a great, because I, you know, you could say, well, experience, right? But we also a lot of the times do something for the first time that we don't have experience and we still do it. So if it's fear of failure, right? Fear of success, which might be even worse than the fear of failure, right? Whatever the fear is, right? What is the fear of? You did mention losing $50,000. Would you say that the fear is to lose your savings, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that could be it.
If your fear, that could be it. That's, yeah, there's no right or wrong. So if your fear, if you have a fear of maybe losing money, what I love about flipping is when you flip and you know, you're in Oregon, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So I'm in Los Angeles, Oregon, nationwide, it doesn't matter. Because when you're flipping a house, you have two kinds of lenders. You have a hard money lender, which will literally give you the money, will give you up to 90% of the purchase price of the property and 100% of the remodel budget. So if you combine all the money, you almost have 95% of the money. It almost feels like an FHA, right? Where you actually have to come up, it's not conventional, but you have to come up with about 5% of the total amount of money that you need. And the loan is not subject to your tax returns. It's subject to how good of the deal you found is. So you got a hard money loan, which is not your money. Mm-hmm. And then you have a private money lender, which is also not your money. None of my flips, I use my money. Now, we're not leveraging other people's money because we're scared to lose the money and then, you know, screw someone else. No, we leverage other people's money so we can scale this. So now your fear has vanished because I just told you that you don't need to use any of your money to flip your first house. Now, we're talking to you, Justin, but we're talking to everyone, right?
Sure.
So what is your fear now?
Yeah, okay, so if take the money thing off the table, just the amount of, let's say, time, like how much time is it going to take me to find the right subcontractors, the right suppliers, to manage them, be sure the project's done right? Like there's an opportunity cost to every minute, every hour that I put into something else. So how much time is that going to take me?
You probably brought the most important part, which is the time. And it's not just time, but it's the attention that we have, right? The attention at this part of our lives. I feel like we all have time, but most importantly is today, the present, the attention for the time. So let me talk about time. How much, and this is something that, and the reason why I'm going this back and forth is because sometimes we just have to like listen it from a different perspective to be like, this could be something I can actually do. So inside of time, how much time does it take someone to get their first deal as a real estate agent?
Yeah. Is that a question?
Yeah. I mean, I attempted to be an agent for a while. Uh-huh. It took me way too much to get the first deal. So I was like, man, I'm going to continue flipping because I'm happy.
Okay.
Right. Like what's the average 12 months? Like,
well, so, okay. So from a new agent getting licensed to closing their first deal, I would say there's obviously a sales cycle that's going to take at least 30 to 60 days, right? Once they find a client, find a home, get an offer accepted, there's still a 30-day period of time there. So you take adding that on to, you know, I would say most agents that are really treating it like a real business, right, can generate one deal in the first 90 days, let's say, right?
Wow.
Like that's not enough to support their family, right? That might have just paid off some business expenses. And so it's you know, obviously some kind of upward trajectory though.
Yeah. And that's maybe like someone like you, Justin, but there's a lot of people there that when they start, you know, they don't have that tenacity or they don't know. They don't know what they don't know, right? They don't have the systems. They don't have the dialers per se. They're not the first 5 months. I remember like I would stare at the phone, right? And I'd be like, I have to cold call. You know what I'm saying? I don't like doing that, right? So you know, just to kind of like bring it full circle, my what I'm attempting to say is that you do not need your own money to flip houses. And I love what I love about the time is that I feel like as an agent, if you actually flip a house, that's gonna be a lead magnet to represent more buyers and sellers in your local market. Here's a little ninja tip. If you do buy a house, if you're flipping a house, put a big sign outside of your house. And you can literally say, I'll buy houses like this one. I'm an investor. Mm-hmm. And what you're going to have is you're going to have some neighbors that might be interested in selling their own houses to you. But then you can transition that to, hey, you know, thank you so much for the offer. I'm not actually buying anything right now, but I'm an agent and I would love to work with you. Right. So there's a transition also that you can leverage.
I want to share something here. I'm going to put kind of what you said just in some different terms. I agree with what you're saying is that oftentimes we agents will look at a listing as a commission in the pipeline, right? Which is true. I would also encourage them to see it as a couple of things. Number one, backing up, the goal to win in any marketplace is to gain mind share. You have to gain mind share before you gain market share. People have to know who you are. You have to own real estate in their brain before you can represent them with their real estate. If they don't know who you are, you will always lose. And the way to get real estate is obviously to be present. And if you can see every listing as the fact that you have the opportunity almost to have a billboard on someone else's property for free, right? It's obviously people pay big money, $10,000 plus to have signage along a busy road, a freeway, to have their name and brand up there. That's the added benefit of having listings, right? And what I hear you saying is that when you are an investor with a property, you get that very same opportunity. You essentially, for a matter of months, probably even longer than listings are lasting these days, because now you're remodeling the home, you now own a piece of real estate, or you're renting kind of for free a piece of real estate on which you can brand yourself. And I would even add to that, that there's the added opportunity and benefit of treating that almost like a satellite office, right? To where you can get to know the neighbors, you can get to know the neighborhood, you can get to know what people's concerns are, what the pros, what the cons are to the neighborhood, because you're there present, because now you are spending time in that neighborhood. And I think when we look at an investment as now you're getting more time to be present in that neighborhood, more time to get to know people, you're getting more time to brand yourself and have your face and your sign in that particular yard, it just gives you more exposure and gives you the ability to have again, more potential mind share so that you can gain more market share in that area. So, you know, what a great way that probably few have thought of, including me, which is, yes, it's good to have listings because you get that experience. But when you are an investor, you just own that space. You get to rent that space for free to brand yourself for a little bit longer.
Yeah, you can have everything you said. And also if you're flipping it, right, because the life of a flip is much shorter than a life of a rental, mm-hmm. You can leverage that. You're not introducing yourself as an agent. You're introducing yourself as an investor, and then you're gaining territory. I don't want to get like strategic about it, but there's different ways to do it. I think that there's a lot of power. Another topic that is really interesting is, you know, either you're an agent, investor, whatever, you know, here, let's talk about being an agent. As an agent, you have to be honest with yourself. And it's good to have these conversations from now, from today, right? But we all have to become honest with ourselves and say, why are we doing what we're doing, right? Are we doing it for money? Fine. You're doing it for money. There's nothing wrong with that. Actually, that's a positive thing. Are you doing it for the money? Some people are, some people are not. Some people are doing it for the service, right? They literally have a giving personality. And some people are doing it for the money and for the service. Some people are doing it maybe to, because they hate their jobs and they want to be an agent because they saw an opportunity to work for their own, right? Amazing, right? Whatever your reason is, without getting in a morality conversation if it's right or wrong and money and all that, but it's like, be honest on why are you doing it. If you're doing it for the money, flipping rentals, it's definitely aligned to it, right? It's literally aligned because you're going to make more money as a flipping while you're an agent. If you're doing it for the service, well, then you're making a huge, you're not only like selling or putting a family into a home, you're actually creating a vehicle. You're literally creating a space where people will live there. You're remodeling it. You're putting your own touch with flooring, right? With the countertop. So be honest with why are you being an agent, and then see how flipping or owning investments could empower that.
I love that. It really is a more broad perspective on the why behind investing. Everybody gets that. Yeah, I want to have my money working for me when I'm not working. But to also look at impact, you know, three of the things that I preach are income, independence or freedom from your business, and impact. And when you look at a flip through those eyes, it's obviously that's more impactful on taking a property that needs to be rehabilitated to a beautiful home that a family loves and adores and gets to move in and raise their family there. Like, what a more sacred place on earth than that. I don't know of one that now all of a sudden you had a hand in making that come about, come to be. And that's pretty exciting. I think that another side of investing that a lot of people can look at and be very proud of, be very excited about because of that, you know, those components that you pointed out. Talk to us, Joe, if you wouldn't mind. I think we're casting kind of a vision here of why it makes sense for everybody in the year 2022 to raise their goals higher so that they have the ability to become not just an agent, but an investor, right? We're going to talk here at the end for those that are interested about how you can get access to some of Joe's resources that will take all of the uncertainty out of this for you, okay? But before I go there, you obviously have worked with agents before as an investor. What's maybe one or two things that agents do that you hate, that you despise? You're like, well, I wish they would not do that. And maybe one or two things that you love, like the agents that you love working with. What separates, agents that are a good fit for investors and those that aren't?
What a great question. What are the things that I love? What are the things that I hate? Let me think about it. The things that I love as an investor, especially when you're flipping, time is money. You're leveraging other people's money, and you have to be even more responsible for someone else's money than your own money. So when you are flipping a house, you have a timeline on remodel and then on buying and selling. So for me, I love when an agent, when I call someone. So there's like the ninja like level, which is they always take all my phone calls, right? And I'm not talking about like the when you're calling someone and you are not working with them and they don't have time for you as they shouldn't. I'm talking about when you, not that they should or shouldn't, but I'm talking about when you have a relationship with an agent, you are in a contract, you're working with them. I personally love when they always take my calls. Even if they're like, Joe, I'm in the middle of a walkthrough right now. I can't talk. Call you in 5 minutes or in an hour, right? But when they take my phone calls, I think that as a consumer, we always love that, right? Either you're an investor or you're, you have a phone provider or whatever the service is. When someone is available for you, it's important. And if that's not the case, when they are in communication, as an agent, I've noticed that the top agents are people that they learn to manage their time in a way that is efficient, right? I'm not talking about the agent that will talk to you for 30 minutes, which that's awesome as well. I'm talking about the agent that might have, you might call them and they'll be like, Joe, I got 2 minutes, but I wanted to take your call. What do you need? Mm-hmm. And then it's like, boom, boom, boom. And then you move on, right? So for me, being available, it's important as an agent. Those are the agents that I call. And, you know, I have like minutiae that are important for me, but that's very, you know, I think that that's going to apply for everyone. I like time. I like, you know, like being on time to things and being in communication. I like the agents that, you know, if I'm late on a meeting, just the moment you're late, let them know. Like, those are more like personal things that I think are important to manage a business myself. And then things I do not like from agents, I don't have anything that I don't like. I think it's more of a personality. With some people, you get along, call it horoscope, call it, you know, like type, call it personality type, whatever that is, which I don't really know what it is. And I just think that, you know, like, as you should, you know, if you're gonna invest the time and the efficiency of your time with someone, make sure it's someone that you like. I think, you know, don't work with someone you don't like.
Makes sense. It's good stuff, Joe. Talk to us a little bit about, I know you've got an event coming up in February to really take the mystery out of flipping for people. And you also have a resource, I believe you call it the Elite, where people get access to everything from, okay, you're gonna remodel a kitchen. Here are the exact make, model of cabinets, countertops, appliances that you need to purchase that have been proven to get a high return, right? Talk to us a little bit about how people get access to that. Again, all the unknowns that are keeping people on the sidelines that otherwise should be in, again, making more money, making more impact. Tell us about how people can access that from you.
Yeah. So I know I'm a little philosophical today, but I always think about a problem and a solution, right? The biggest entrepreneurs, the Musks, the Bezos, you know, the people that are making real change are people that are creating real solutions to problems, right? Mm-hmm. Without getting into a detail into the service, as agents, you're definitely providing a massive solution to people to find them the right place, to sell them the right place at the right, their place at the right price. So the problems that I have solutions for are, number one, finding off-market deals. That's a problem. People are having a hard time finding off-market deals. As an investor, as an agent, you got the MLS, the multiple listing service, you're good to go, right? But even like you might have, as an agent, you might have a client that is an investor. So yeah, how do you?
I mean, the investors, you know, similar to you, the ones that I've spoken with, like once they hit the market, they're typically not a great deal, right?
That's right.
So off market stuff where you make the money.
Off market, there's a strategy. That's a problem that I solve, number one. Another problem that I solve is asset protection, right? And we haven't even talked about this, which is if I purchase a property, am I going to own it under an LLC? Am I going to be a member? Am I going to be a trustee? Am I going to have a land trust? Right? Because you could find a great place. You could buy it, right, as an investor. But God forbid something happens to one of the contractors or the subcontractors, and now you might have a lawsuit. So what strategy are you going to do that you're going to have a veil? You're going to have a level of protection that make you feel really comfortable? That's another problem that we have a solution for. You know, the whole construction, right? You talked about kitchens and bathrooms. I have, you know, flip after flip, we noticed certain kitchens, certain homes were selling much faster than others. And we noticed that certain kitchens and master bathrooms were like working much better. We start applying those ones. Mm-hmm. We start selling our houses for higher pricing and faster time. So those are other solutions, right? So you got another finding the money. That's another problem, right, that people have. Well, I have partners that will literally help them with funding, either as a hard money lender or a private money lender nationwide. So these are like big things that I, and then to answer your question, you can actually go to ourrealsuccess.com. And you can just give us a call and be like, hey, I heard you from Think Bigger, Justin Stoddard show. How do I move forward, or how can I hear more? So that's one way. We are holding a 2-day seminar. We go from different state to state. The next one is going to be in Los Angeles, February 26th and 27th. Sorry, it's a Saturday and Sunday. And that's going to be, you know, it's $195 for 2 days, and you can bring someone else. So it's two people. And the reason why we're doing this is a lot of people learn about flipping rentals, multifamily, single family. Like, they learn little bits and pieces. Oh, let me listen to this. Let me go to YouTube. Right? And they're learning little bits and pieces. But we created a two-day seminar. So in 2 days, you can go there from like 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., take notes, and absorb it all. So you can, like, when Monday hits, you can start utilizing all these tools that will help you.
What's where do people go to get access to that workshop, to sign up or register for that?
Thanks for asking. They go to www.2dayseminar.com. Number 2dayseminar.com. And we have a deal with the Sheraton. So if they fly, they can just book a discounted rate hotel. You could probably book two nights and you'll be able to.
So for those that are listening to the podcast, again, hopefully you captured that. Know that for those that are watching online and will watch this online, I've got in the comments, I put down both of those URLs. Joe, this has been great. Again, your story of going really from zero to creating a life of comfort and possibility as a result of real estate is inspiring to all of us. Again, especially right now, right? Where it's the beginning of the year, everybody has goals established. I just want to invite everybody that listens to this to go back and ask yourself, are my goals big enough for me to not just facilitate other people's transactions, but to begin to facilitate my own? If they're not, then go back and revise and raise your goals, because by doing that, it's going to get you out of the game faster. It's going to get you more freedom. Remember, the goal here is to think bigger, which means more income, more independence from your business, and more impact. Joe, I really appreciate you helping us lay out kind of a roadmap for that. I want to ask you one more question as we wrap up here. You're a big thinker. You help other people to be big thinkers. What is it that you do on a consistent basis to continue to grow yourself, to continue to be a big thinker and expand your possibilities?
Like a personal development exercise?
Yeah.
You're getting into like a whole world that I love. If I can give you folks any personal, now no morality, don't judge or analyze what I do, just it's something that it helps me. I think that the people you hang out with is the most important thing, the power of association. So I have a fiance, my now fiance, Tanya, right? Tanya is the person that I hang up the most besides the people I work with, right? So what we do every night is we created a 5-minute video where we have all of our goals, everything that we love, that we want to create. There's pictures of kids there. There's pictures of homes, of certain homes that we're going to live in. There's pictures of making a difference to other people. So we created a little a video, 5-minute video that we edited. You know, these days you can edit anything. Mm-hmm. We selected a Coldplay song that is called Paradise, that I love the song. We both love it. And every night we just play it. It's a 5-minute thing. We watch the video. And then and some other nights we acknowledge three things that we love about each other. We focus on the positive. And then a new practice that she just introduced, actually last week, she created a jar and she told me, Joe, on Sunday at the end of every week, we're going to write down what was our favorite moment of that week together. So it's just a little paper. It takes 10 seconds. And, you know, we went snowboarding last weekend. What I wrote last weekend was on Sunday, we spent some time snowboarding and we did this and we did that. So that's the new practice.
I love that video idea, Joe. I think that's absolutely fantastic. I've never heard of that. And you're right. It would not be that difficult to create something like that. So what an absolute gem of a share that you just gave to us. So thank you for that. Again, for those that are tuning in or tuning in late, be sure to look at the comments, a couple sites where you can go get access to years and years and years of knowledge that Joe's offering to those that work closely with him. OurRealSuccess.com is one place where you can go to get all the inside scoop on how to flip, how to become an investor more quickly. Again, Joe's authored 4 books himself. That's a great place to go to just get resources. And then also his 2-day workshop coming up in the Los Angeles area. www.todayseminar.com. Be sure and take a look at that. Joe, thank you for everything that you've given today. It's a pleasure to be able to have this conversation with you, learn from you, and be inspired by you. Keep up the great work, my friend. And to everybody listening here today, my final requests are these three simple words, and they are go think bigger. Joe, thanks for helping us do that today, my friend.
Thank you, Justin. Thank you, everyone.
I want to thank you for tuning into this episode of the Think Bigger Real Estate Show. If you found value here, I ask three things. Number one, give us a review. Number two, go to Facebook and in groups, search Think Bigger Real Estate and apply to join. Here you will find a community of big thinking professionals that will help you grow your income, your independence, and your impact. And my third request is go think bigger.